From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey has continued a post-coup attempt crackdown, dismissing hundreds of military personnel, shutting down dozens of media outlets. Arrest warrants have been issued for scores of journalists. U.S. spokesman John Kirby Wednesday said such moves represent a troubling trend.
What we've been very consistent on is condemning the attempt by military force to overthrow a democratically elected government. And we've also, in conversations with Turkish authorities at various levels, urged restraint, a dedication to the rule of law, and the democratic principles that have upheld the elected government in Turkey already.
But Atlantic Council analyst Aaron Stein said the crackdown has wide support among those backing the government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
I do think that the government believes that now is their time, is that they have political support for this. The Gulenists are considered to be the number one threat to Turkey, and so that now is the time to eradicate their influence within the Turkish bureaucracy completely. Otherwise, you risk losing the coalition supporting you domestically.
Tens of thousands of military, police, academics, judges, and civil servants have been fired, suspended, detained, or questioned for alleged links to exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Zimbabwe's 92-year-old President Robert Mugabe, addressing thousands of supporters Wednesday, dismissed demands from war veterans that he step down.
If I still have the energy and still have the life and the blessings of God, I'll continue.
Last week, members of the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association charged Mr. Mugabe of having devoured the values of the liberation struggle against white minority rule. The Zimbabwean leader accused them of colluding with secret agents from abroad. This is VOA News. At least 44 people were killed, dozens wounded, in a suicide truck bombing in the predominantly Kurdish northeastern city of Qamishli. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for Wednesday's blast, calling it a response to what it called crimes committed by the Crusader Coalition aircraft in the IS-held town of Manbij under siege by U.S.-backed Kurdish and Arab forces. In Iraq, a mortar attack targeting a camp for displaced people south of Baghdad Wednesday killed at least four, and a suicide bomber detonated explosives after a policeman tried to stop him from entering a crowded marketplace in a Shia neighborhood, Shula, in the capital, Baghdad, killing at least one policeman. A day after nominating Hillary Clinton as its 2016 presidential nominee, the Democratic Party late Wednesday heard President Obama call Clinton uniquely qualified to succeed him as president in January.
And no matter how daunting the odds, no matter how much people try to knock her down, she never, ever quits. That is the Hillary I know. That's the Hillary I've come to admire.
Speaking to the party's convention in Philadelphia, Mr. Obama said his former Secretary of State has been with him, helping him make difficult decisions as chief executive and commander-in-chief. Democrats also heard from Vice President Joe Biden and Virginia's Senator Tim Kaine, Clinton's running mate, who was officially nominated as the party's vice presidential choice. Clinton delivers her acceptance speech late Thursday. John Hinckley, the man who attempted to assassinate President Ronald Reagan 35 years ago, is to be released from a government psychiatric hospital in Washington. A federal judge said the 61-year-old Hinckley is no longer a threat to himself or others and will be allowed to live with his mother in Williamsburg, Virginia, as early as August 5th. Former Secret Service agent Danny Spriggs expressed disappointment at the decision.
What kind of message does that send to potential individuals who are in a similar either mental state or a situation where they basically are looking for notoriety? And that does concern me.
Hinckley has been confined to the psychiatric hospital, allowed extended monthly supervised visits at his mother's home. In addition to wounding Mr. Reagan, Hinckley shot his press secretary, James Brady, a U.S. Secret Service agent, and a local policeman. Morocco Wednesday announced the arrest of dozens of suspects allegedly planning to set up an Islamic State affiliate in the North African country. The government said the arrests announced Wednesday were held July 19, interrupting plans to attack various sites, including music festivals. The U.N. humanitarian chief, Stephen O'Brien, warned Wednesday of an unfolding catastrophe in Nigeria and Lake Chad region caused by the Boko Haram insurgency, with nearly 3 million displaced by violence. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.